It is Wednesday, September 21st, 2011, and you are tuned in to the tip of the spear when it comes to alternative media and resistance to tyranny, defense of liberty. I am Alex Jones, the host of InfoWars Nightly News. I want to thank all of the subscribers to PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com, as well as our extremely hardworking crew for the research and work they're doing. This is a team effort, and I want to thank all of you for being part of it. We are certainly developing the future of the new alternative media that is becoming the dominant media as the globalist corporate whore media recedes into history. We are also teleprompter-free. We are big on research and very short on canned, packaged, fake, slick garbage. If you're looking for an info babe who looks like she can suck a golf ball through a garden hose, reading off a teleprompter, telling you how great vaccines are, or how great the Federal Reserve is, you found the wrong station. Or if you want some pompous globalist reading off a teleprompter, telling you how great Obama is, you've got the wrong channel. I'm sorry. This is real news, real analysis, and real commentary, all fused together. It's InfoWars Nightly News. Now, coming up, we've got Dr. Andrew Wakefield in studio to talk about the giant Gardasil hoax and the fact that our population, not just here but worldwide, is becoming more and more brain damaged from the vaccines. Incredible breaking news with Dr. Andrew Wakefield coming up. And as promised, we're going to have an in-depth report on vaccines, population reduction, sterilants, autoimmune diseases, packaged in vaccines. That is all coming up tonight ahead of Dr. Andrew Wakefield joining us. There couldn't be a more important issue than we're going to cover tonight. We've been preparing in the last week for the information we're going to be presenting tonight and tomorrow night when Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us, because all over the United States and the world, places like South Korea, Mexico, India, you name it, Gardasil, Merck, is trying to go in and twist arms and buy off the politicians to force young girls to take this vaccine linked to all sorts of neurological disorders. But don't believe me. I'm going to be going to the CDC's own documents coming up, so stay with us. But first, I want to get into some economic news. The stock market went into free fall and lost more than 280 points today. On word in the announcement of Ben Bernanke that he's going ahead with QE3, a third round of monetary easing, like the Germans did in Weimar Republic, a wheelbarrow of Deutschmarks to buy a loaf of bread, or what we've seen in Zimbabwe and Africa. And they have now come out and announced they're going ahead with QE3. The stock market plunged on that news. And now the IMF is saying that unless we see big changes coming up, we're going to see a huge problem. So the IMF basically called for QE3, and their little American frontman minion, their little poodle, Bernanke, jumped at that. Of course, 2 days ago, InfoWars.com called it Operation Twist, Fed ready for QE3. As usual, we called it more than 48 hours before the Fed did. The markets, of course, were all anticipating what would he say. We actually went to what the IMF and World Bank had ordered him to do a week ago and told you what was going to happen before it was announced. Now, remember, just 2 months ago, in fact, we ought to do this tomorrow night, point out that Bernanke promised there would be no QE3. And at that point, I said, there will be QE3. If they say zig, we zag. If they say up, we say down. They say left, we say right. Because even when the truth will serve them, they lie. They are of their father. And of course, that would be Lord Rothschild. Shifting gears into Big Brother news, of course, now coffee cups all over the country are emblazoned with see something, say something, Homeland Security funded paranoia, and the NFL has announced they're going to be groping all 16 plus million fans as they go into the stadium. But I'm not talking about that. No, we're getting into OnStar, profits from spying. Now, I was given this information 12 years ago by a OnStar General Motors engineer. And they told me, they said, Alex, the federal government is dialing in and listening to the cell phone system that basically OnStar is based on. And then years later, it did come out that without warrants, they are tracking everyone. And we just showed you directly from OnStar, the fact sheet, the terms and conditions sheet they're sending out to members. And they're telling them, we're going to give your location and your speed and everything you do to the feds, to local police. We're going to give it to insurance companies. There's no Fourth Amendment. There's no nothing because you've contracted with us. What do you think General Motors, now owned by the federal government, was going to do with a bug in tens of millions of automobiles? But it gets worse. They tell you in the terms and conditions. You can go read these online at General Motors' website, and it's in other cars as well. They tell you in there that even if you opt out, we're still going to listen to you. You've got to have them remove it. Now, I remember 10 years ago buying a Tahoe and telling them that I wanted it removed and them laughing at me, saying they would never do that. Well, that's more BS. It's time to stop being so naive. It's time to wake up. It's time to get angry. It's time to realize what's happening. It was in USA Today 6 years ago that when you order a pizza from any of the big chains, they run you through a criminal database and get paid up to 25% of fines and fees when you get arrested for a warrant. Okay? Every major globalist corporation is involved in this illegal spying. And it has nothing to do with protecting us from criminals. The criminals are running the system. Here's the Registered newspaper. GM OnStar cars will upload all data unless owners opt out. It's coming. Your car will rat on you to insurers. Hey, good job, Register, but get it straight. It says you've got to actually take the system out. Opting out does not work. Okay, read the fine print. Get that straight. Here is another one. OnStar's new Orwellian terms and conditions. What do you think Facebook says? It's a government front. So's Google. They call their users dumb effers. New OnStar privacy policy expands on data sharing. Oh, nice little word. Data sharing for spying on everybody. Totally disgusting. OnStar begins spying on customers' GPS location for profit. And, of course, here are the terms and conditions. If you're out there watching, don't live in denial. Go read the terms and conditions, okay? It's always been set up for that. Google 5 years ago put out a press release and admitted that they're using the cameras and microphones on board if you have a Google dashboard, and they're watching you inside your house. Just like Philadelphia schools said they're watching kids in the showers at home. Okay? We're not in Kansas anymore. We're in the New World Order. Get angry. Get upset. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't get upset. The government loves us. And then here's some whitewash article. Report, OnStar allegedly spying on customers can sell customers' GPS location to third parties. It's in the stinking privacy statement. Tired of it, man. I'm tired of the denial. Wait a minute, you're getting upset. We're not supposed to get upset. We're supposed to just go over to the edge of the New World Order. Okay, before I get into the whole Gardasil situation and the history of vaccines and why cancer doubles and triples and 50 years ago, no kids ever had cancer, and it was incredibly rare. Now it's everywhere. Before I get into all that, I want to get into this report here. This report right here, a nice boil down from the American Dream blog with links to the World Health Organization and other mainline systems. Billions spent on a cure for cancer, yet cancer rates continue to explode. And you go through these numbers, in the U.S., we did have 640,000 back in the 1980s a year of breast cancer. Now we have 1.6 million. That's almost a tripling. And it goes through the fact that there's been a doubling in worldwide cancers in the last decade, just like diabetes, and the most common type of diabetes. This is from the World Health Organization. We got 12.7 million cases in 2008, and the UN is estimating that that's going to double. And again, we have that report up at Infowars.com. It's going to double again. Billions spent on a cure for cancer, and yet cancer rates continue to explode. This is a detailed report. You need to go read it at Infowars.com if you want to get the full details. Now I want to look at the biggest rollout of propaganda and authoritarian action we've seen in a long time from Big Pharma dealing with Gardasil. And I will not apologize for getting angry about this. We're being lied to. We're being propagandized. We're being sold a hoax, a lie. And I'm going to get to that information in a moment. But first, I want to roll some video for viewers of even mainstream government documents, mainstream news, video clips, you name it, of the history of secret testing on the American people, on the European population, and on Brits and others. Our own government, going back into the 1920s and 30s under a program called eugenics, has been testing chemicals and biologicals on the population. 30-plus states by 1933 were forcibly sterilizing people who were making bad grades in school. Hitler adopted this system, and their Nuremberg defense was that they got it from the United States. You know about Tuskegee and injecting black men with syphilis. You know about Porton Down, testing chemical and biological weapons on their own troops and killing them in England. The same thing has been done in the United States. 4,000 plus, this is all public, foster children in the U.S. were radiated to death in the 1940s and 50s. They took foster children and radiated them to death. They put children in literal bakers and killed them on the spot with high-powered radiation, but those were the lucky ones. Others went through more. They were given lower amounts to watch their teeth fall out, their intestines liquefy, blood running out of their eyes. Go read the congressional testimony of this. Why did the government do this? Because we're seen as lab rats, we're seen as animals, and they're creating cadres of people, medical doctors that work for the Pentagon and others who will do this. Of course, they had tens of thousands of troops and hundreds of tests where they would drop hydrogen and atomic bombs within just a few miles of the troops and then have them march along with farm animals they led along and drove into the cloud on trucks into the explosions. They had pilots fly through it. And my dad, many years ago, was talking to an old Army scientist when he was a child, and he said, why didn't they use monkeys? And the fellow said to my dad, son, troops are a lot cheaper than damn monkeys. And that's it right there. These are cold-blooded people that don't care about you and your family. Now, the ringworm children, this isn't just America. The U.S. government paid the equivalent of $3 billion in adjusted money from the 1950s into the 1960s to the Israelis, this is on record, to radiate 110,000 children. They told them you're going to a dental appointment, or they told them you're going to get treated for fungal infections, and they would radiate them. More than 20,000 were killed on the spot. Others were given different dosages of the radiation. And then, of course, there's Project Shad, many other programs where they've sprayed chemicals, biologicals on U.S. and British troops. There are thousands and thousands of these tests. The New York subway in 1968 had an unnamed biological agent released. They even had Army doctors waiting in the hospitals to see how the effects were working. They've also legalized in federal regulations that U.S. foster children, the last cases I saw were in 2005, which you saw just some of the articles, New York Daily News, where they took young black children from their parents and fed them pesticides until they died. The children would beg and plead. They would take healthy children, and after a week of the testing, they were strapped down begging for their lives as they were tortured to death. And finally, some CPS workers went public and said, look, we're actually killing these kids. They were reprimanded and fired. The only reason we know about the murder of the small black children, and I just showed you the news articles, is because the CPS workers went public that they were delivering them to their deaths in Big Pharma. The truth is, Big Pharma in the United States and England and Germany funded Adolf Hitler. And after Hitler was defeated, they said, we've got to be stealth about this. We're going to do this through the vaccines. I'm going to go to some of those quotes coming up. But first, I wanted to counter the propaganda and lies of the system and go through some of the different hoaxes that these mass murderers have engaged in. Again, a coward poisons your food, poisons your water, poisons your medicine. They don't use big armies anymore. Hitler failed them. They move by stealth. You have to remember that. And they're targeting everyone. Everyone but themselves. This is total warfare like the Romans did, the Israelites, and many others, where they attempt to degenerate and dumb down everyone. And in fact, one more point of history before I get into this latest information. You know the Nazis went into Poland and killed all the doctors, the lawyers, the intelligentsia, all they could find. When the Soviets liberated Poland, it's on record that they killed hundreds of thousands of intelligentsia that had survived. You know Pol Pot in Cambodia under U.S. government funding, that's declassified, killed about 30% of the population or anyone wearing glasses, anyone who could write. They would talk to your neighbors. Can he write? Does he have glasses? That was seen as being upper class. They wanted to fully re-educate society, and they would take you out and kill you. It's called the killing fields. In America and Europe today, and Latin America, Africa, Asia, they don't take you out and kill you. They kill your brain. They give you sodium fluoride, radioactive isotopes in the water, shoot you up with vaccines. Our IQ is dropping. Our life expectancy is dropping. We've gone over those numbers. I would be much more intelligent. I mean, my dad was top of his class. I'm an addled moron compared to people like my father when it comes to technical tasks. I've still got gut-level instincts and resistance, though. So I'm running on pure, just gut-level resistance. I've been brain-damaged. I've been hit hard. So have you. You need to understand this, of what these mass murderers are doing. They now admit they are chemtrailing, barium salts, aluminum dioxide. They're already killing most of the soils. Don't worry, Monsanto is now coming out with a aluminum-resistant plant. So you'll only be able to operate through them. Now, we've got a lot more here. We're getting into eugenics, and that's the philosophy and the system of the New World Order. But I wanted to go ahead and just remind you here with the document cam shot of a hoax before I get into the latest hoaxes. Rick Perry in 2007 came out and said, it's the law, you must take the shot. Now he's claiming he only made it recommended. Okay? But if you read this USA Today article here, Texas governor orders anti-cancer vaccine. And then it says here, the state is to require, the state is to order, it is the law, you will have to get. And of course, now it's a big presidential national issue. You now know that it wasn't the law and he lied and just said it was. So they can make billions alone. They make over $500 per three-round shot inoculation. So we've seen the hoax of Rick Perry saying it's the law to take this shot that's killing people and naming many others implode. But now they're gone into California and actually gotten a bill passed on the governor's desk to forcibly inoculate children without parental consent. That's coming up. But I want to go to one more piece of eugenics information first with several quotes of thousands with leading globalists saying that they would engineer vaccines to force this on the population. Here's one of those quotes. Diet injections and injunctions will combine for a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. Again, they don't just kill you like Pol Pot, they kill your brain. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. And Bertrand Russell, the big Nobel Prize-winning liberal trendy, went on to say, it'll be like sheep revolting against the practice of eating mutton, which is sheep. Okay, and I've got a bunch more of these clips, and I've also got the Rockefeller Foundation documents saying we've got to put sterilants in vaccines. That's coming up. But first, I want to go through all the Gardasil news. Let's go to another one of those quotes. Adding a sterilant to drinking water or staple foods is a suggestion that seems to horrify people more than most proposals for involuntary fertility control. But then the White House science czar, he's the current White House science czar, went on to say, indeed, this would pose some very difficult political, legal, and social questions, to say nothing of the technical problems. But then he went ahead to go ahead and basically call for it. And by the time he'd written that in the 70s, it was already implemented. In fact, perhaps we should just go ahead and should we go to the Rockefeller Foundations on the vaccines first or get into vaccines, the current Gardasil sterilant autoimmune weapon? What do you guys want to hit first? Yeah, let's get to those documents now. Yeah, no teleprompters. We have so much documentation, we get to about half of it each night. There's the president's five-year review And this is advising the federal government. And the Rockefeller Foundation says we need to come up with a vaccine that sterilizes people that's hidden in another vaccine. And since then, they've been caught through the UN doing this all over the world. But by the mid-1980s, don't worry, this is a report from the 60s, by the mid-1980s, they had come up and they said, we have made great strides now with these sterilants being added to the vaccine. So they're saying this is very, very exciting. And, of course, now they're just going to forcibly inject your daughter without parental consent because they're hardcore funders of Hitler. I mean, that's what the Rockefellers did. They were the main funders. And they understand that you're gullible and can't believe they're doing this to you. So you're going to lay down and die, I know. Being sarcastic, I hope you'll wake up and get angry at these killers. I'm certainly risking my life to expose these people. They think so little of you that I've been told they don't even care that I'm on air exposing it. Like they make a sick joke about it, I'm told, that, well, those that are intelligent will listen to Alex, but those that aren't will trust us and begin laughing about it. So you've been warned, as I say in my film Endgame, you have been warned. Now let's continue here, because I'm just as amazed going over this information, even though I know it forwards and backwards, as you are, to look at the latest hoax. They've had a bioethicist attached to Merck and Bill and Melinda Gates and all these other big foundations come out in Forbes and say, hey, I will give you $10,000, Michelle Bachmann, who dared follow Ron Paul's lead and question Perry about his hoax of forced inoculation, if you can prove that there's been one person ever damaged by Gardasil in its five-year history since its trials and now adoption. Well, it turns out that close to a quarter of all vaccine adverse reaction reports to the CDC, this is of thousands of different variants of vaccines, hundreds of companies making each vaccine in many cases, thousands of variants, close to a quarter. We're talking to Dr. Wakefield coming up about this. Close to a quarter of these are for Gardasil. And remember, only 2% of adverse reactions get reported on average. It's 18,727 right now, many of them deaths. Oh, and blood clots, Guillain-Barré, neurological disorder, narcolepsy, serious adverse reports, deaths. It says there's deaths, 54 deaths among females, 3 among males. They're now shooting little boys up for cervical cancer because I guess little boys have cervixes. A lot of fluoride heads will actually think you have a cervix. You don't have a cervix, folks. Let me just give you a newsflash. about to say something vulgar, but there's just no end to it. So let's go ahead and go to a clip of some of these guys on the Sunday news shows last weekend, telling you that this is incredibly safe. No one's gotten sick, and showing you CDC letterhead, thinking you're too stupid to actually go to the CDC where they admit this is going on, and even their admission's a whitewash. Here it is.
John, is there any science that suggests HPV vaccine can have that effect?
Scott, it's so important to separate the politics from the science. What the science is, this is a vaccine that can prevent the virus that causes cancer of the cervix. There are 35 million doses that have been given in the United States in 2006. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the Institute of Medicine, and the American Academy of Pediatrics, there's no link between this vaccine and any kind of mental impairment.
John, is there any science that suggests HPV vaccine can have that effect?
Scott, it's so important to separate the politics from the science. What the science is, this is a vaccine that can prevent
the
virus.
I tell you what, Marcos, please bring me your glasses. Thank you. Oh, is there any, look, if I just do this and I wear a fancy suit and I go, let me talk to a vaccine company front guy that doesn't tell you that. Is there any evidence? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. By the way, we're some of your biggest advertisers here with Merck on the Sunday news shows. You know, we're financing you tens of millions a year. Listen, boy, you work for me. Oh, but no, you're not told that. You're just told how great all of this is. You're told how wonderful it is. And, oh, there's not any adverse effects. But here's the biggest news. We're going to break and coming back with Andrew Wakefield, Dr. Wakefield, on this. Merck's political donations purchased California Gardasil bill votes. And there's this big breakdown of them basically buying the legislature for AB 499. And they certainly bought their souls cheaply. And we've even got a Fox News clip. I don't know if we have time to go to that, where where they've got the people on there and they're saying, well, so you are for parents not being told that their kids are being injected. And they actually defend it. I mean, this is mind-blowing that this is happening. I gave the guys a lot of research in the last few days for this report, and we haven't even covered half of it. That's what's frustrating about this. They're just hoping that they dangle their glasses and go, John, is there any evidence? Absolutely not. It's preposterous. The CDC says no problems. Yeah, they're just talking about deaths. And by the way, since we got this number just a few weeks ago, I was corrected. It's over 20,000 now. This is just their latest press release. I mean, there's a trail of death and destruction behind this. It's come out the vaccine's contaminated on top of it. That's all coming up. Look. We're going to go to break, come back with Dr. Wakefield, and that's another hoax. They say this guy's been discredited when it's the opposite. These people, it isn't just about profit. This is a cult of control freaks. Think of all the drugs that have had to be recalled. They now admit they knew day one Prozac was causing birth defects and people to kill their children and is a psychotropic psycho drug. Basically an hallucinogen. I mean, wake up, Ritalin, all of it. We're going to go to break and come back, but this is eugenics, bottom line. Please, we're going to email this report out, even if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member. We're going to email this out at the InfoWars Insider free newsletter. If you go up and sign up at the top of InfoWars.com, you can get the email free with the articles and the videos, everything else there. And please continue to spread the word. We're risking our names, our treasure, our families, everything to bring you this information. The track record of the ruling class that runs this country in Europe is one of abject human testing, murder, control, because these people like to play gods. We'll be back with a true champion of liberty and health safety, Dr. Wakefield, straight ahead.
The American dream. There's a reason they call it a dream.
Who's there?
Cock-a-doodle-doo, pal.
No, 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 no! I don't have any more money! My job sucks right now, please! I'll have more money next month! You can't take my house!
Is that your signature?
It is a private bank owned by private stockholders.
A private bank?
Do not let the name Federal fool you.
If I got this money from the bank, and the bank got it from the Federal Reserve dump trucks, where does the Federal Reserve get their money?
They take our property away, just like Thomas Jefferson said they would.
Those sons of bitches!
It's the greatest theft in human history.
We're back. It's InfoWars Nightly News, and we're continuing our in-depth analysis of one of the greatest frauds or hoaxes ever perpetrated. The vaccine big pharma industry pushing verifiably dangerous products on the population and attempting to hoax the public that it's the law that you must take these shots, as Rick Perry did 4 years ago in Texas, now becoming a national issue. And of course, we documented the latest hoax where they have people connected to Merck and financed by Bill and Melinda Gates and others openly coming out and wearing their white doctor's coats saying, nobody's ever gotten sick from this. In fact, we'll give $10,000 to anybody that can prove that Gardasil has ever damaged anybody. And I went and looked up the numbers a few days ago. It was 18,000 plus adverse reactions from the Gardasil HPV alone. And on top of that, I was talking to Dr. Wakefield. He was saying it's now above 20,000. I can't think of anybody better, sir, to interview than you, because you yourself, and I've seen the documents and the reports, you are also a victim of their hoax. They just keep saying you've been discredited when the opposite has happened. Good to have you here with us.
It's great to be here, Alex. Thank you very much.
Let's start before we get into their latest activities and the incredible developments in California that you've been fighting that's gotten almost no national attention. Let's start, though, with their hoax against you. Who you are, what you've gone through, the new studies that have come out and the old studies that have been discovered confirming your research. And I know you got some surprises in the future, but we won't get into that today. But basically what you've gone through.
Well, Alex, I'm an academic gastroenterologist. Parents came to me, said my child was fine, had a vaccine, in this case the MMR vaccine, and then they regressed into autism. We investigated the children's gastrointestinal symptoms that have been left in abeyance by the doctors, and lo and behold, the parents were right, the kids were sick. When we treated them, not only did the bowel disease get better, but the autism improved as well. So there's a link between the bowel and the brain, and there may well be a link between that and the vaccines. And raising that issue, merely asking for further research to be done, led the world to come down on my shoulders and the shoulders of any doctor who dared to question the safety of this vaccine. Well, that was 15, 16 years ago. We're still in the game. There is undoubtedly a connection between these vaccines in some way and neurodevelopmental regression into diseases such as autism, and that is not going to go away. We are going to resolve that issue, and we're going to resolve it right here.
Well, even the big federal vaccine damage fund has paid out. Just lately, I saw 80-plus families of autistic children. The federal government, on one side, admits there's this connection, and then on the other side, they come out and run this hoax just using a reporter to say you've been discredited. And it seems to be their stock in trade to just make outrageous claims like the new one. Can you speak to this new claim that they're saying? Because now Gardasil's become a national issue in the campaign with all the Republican candidates attacking Rick Perry. The claim by Merck operatives that no one's ever been hurt by this?
Well, if you look at the adverse events reporting system, and got to remember this is the VAERS system, it's a federal system run by the CDC, it is known to report to accumulate 1 to 10% of adverse reactions, a small minority. And the latest report I saw in there was 22,000 reports of adverse reactions from this vaccine alone, the Gardasil vaccine or the cervical cancer vaccine. And that is alarming. That's nearly one quarter of the total reports of adverse reactions in that system. So there is a real problem with this vaccine.
Whoa. Hundreds of different vaccines out there, hundreds and hundreds of variants of each vaccine, different companies out there. I don't have the numbers, but I know there's thousands of different variants out there. And you're saying it's nearly a quarter of all adverse reactions are directly being attributed to Gardasil?
The latest number was 24% of the total number are attributed to the cervical vaccine. That is one of the two that are available on the market.
Well, earlier we played some of these clips and covered it in this ridiculous $10,000 challenge. And I've even had callers on the radio say, well, there's a challenge. They're saying no one's ever gotten sick. Why would they issue a $10,000 dollar challenge? Well, they never have to defend that challenge. They've defined that challenge. I mean, is hoax a strong enough word to describe what they've done to you, saying that you were discredited with no evidence, but just distributing the information all over media? And is hoax a big enough word to describe their operatives' claims that no one has ever had an adverse reaction?
Well, I think this is laughable. It's a disgrace. And here you have a professor of bioethics from the University of Pennsylvania indulging in some publicity stunt by offering a $10,000 award if this Congresswoman Backman can come forward with someone who has suffered mental retardation from this vaccine. What a disgrace that we should ever be in that situation. The job of scientists, physicians, is to answer the fundamental questions about whether these vaccines are safe or not, or whether they're needed in the first place. And to then indulge in some scam, some circus act of offering $10,000 in the face of many, many children who've been severely damaged by these vaccines, then that is utterly reprehensible.
Now, Doctor, separately, I've seen the press reports out there dealing with other vaccines and autoimmune disorders. And I know on the H1N1 insert, it said it could cause autoimmune disorders, was linked to cancer, could cause Guillain-Barré, other problems with the brain, could cause narcolepsy. And I know talk show hosts personally who called and apologized and said, my God, I took that and couldn't feel my hands and feet for a month, went to the doctor, and they said, it's an adverse reaction, Guillain-Barré, you've had some type of brain nerve inflammation. So this is in the literature. And back when they were testing it in 2006, 2007, I was having medical doctors on. There was local newscasts reporting it around the country that people were having autoimmune disorders, convulsions, blood coming out of different orifices, dying. And I'm no rocket scientist, but the scientist I interviewed said it's causing an autoimmune problem. Well, now we learn. Just last week, I know you were on my radio show with Mike Adams sitting in, and we showed the documents that a vaccine testing company tested 13 different lots and found that they had bound more of the virus RNA or DNA than they normally do, and that it was bound to the adjuvant, and that it would, most scientists said, would then probably trigger autoimmune disorders. How could they have different manufacturers for Merck binding it to that? I mean, that sounds like that's done on purpose, but I know that's a side issue. I'm putting the cart before the horse. What do we know specifically that these vaccines are doing to cause autoimmune problems?
Well, we don't, and this is the tragedy. We should, and we do not know. Now, what's happened here is that the proteins of the virus should be in the vaccine to promote the immune response. What they now find, after giving this to millions of people years down the line, that the vaccine actually contains recombinant DNA from the virus bound, as you say, to the aluminum adjuvant. That is a very dangerous combination. And we know that in certain autoimmune diseases, such as lupus, then you develop antibodies against DNA. And that is part of the disease process. Here we have a situation where the adjuvant that's designed to promote, to boost, to aggravate the immune response is bound to this foreign DNA that they did not know was there in the first place. And that is a potentially very dangerous situation. So to say that the benefits of this vaccine outweigh the risks when you didn't even know this stuff was there in the first place is unacceptable.
Well, Doc, we played a clip last week when you came on the show of one of the developers, co-developers with Salk of polio and other vaccines, and they just admitted on CBC and laughed about it. They said, yeah, there's leukemia viruses in a lot of these shots. Yes, there was the SV40 that caused a lot of cancers. That's not even debated, and it's in all the medical literature, but then when we warn people about this, they just laugh at us and say that we're hoaxing. I mean, they're clearly the hoaxers. I know you focused on the gut. I mean, that's what you're a medical doctor of. You look at that, and I know off record you told me some very exciting things that you're going to be releasing in just the next few weeks. But clearly, from my perspective, their hoax against you, their hoax on Gardasil saying it's totally safe is not working. I just can't wait to see these people really be punished for what they've done instead of persecuting real medical doctors who are trying to actually keep their Hippocratic oath.
Well, the sadness for me, Alex, is that so many children, and in this case with Gardasil, young women, have been damaged along the way in the absence of any real knowledge of what's going on. This vaccine, the Gardasil vaccine, the Cervix vaccine, are a major problem for the federal agencies. One is they've now discovered it's contaminated. Two, the safety studies were never adequate in the first place. It was rushed to market. Even the developers of the vaccine, Diane Harper, was particularly concerned about the way in which this was marketed. It was not intended for originally for women in first world countries like the States. It is a marketing exercise. And now we have in California this effort to mandate the vaccine for girls, and not only do so, allow girls of 12, 13, 14 go against potentially their parental advice, their parental insight, and say they're going to have the vaccine instead. And that is going to destroy the fabric of the family. How can you possibly usurp the rights of the parents to dictate their children's healthcare needs and wishes when, in fact, the state takes over, the pharmaceutical industry take over, and clandestinely, without the parents knowing, in the absence of the parents' permission, or indeed explicitly against the parents' wishes, go ahead and have this vaccine. It's really very, very damaging as a precedent to set.
I took off a few days over the weekend, and I was listening on my iPad while I was jogging on vacation to the iPhone app of my radio show, and you were a guest when Mike Adams was sitting in guest hosting, and I heard what you were saying about California, and I believed it because I've looked at your research, and I don't just trust what you're saying. But still, I was taken back by the information on California. As soon as I got back to the hotel, I went directly to the internet and found out it was all over California news. It had not become a national news story yet, and that indeed that the bill was on the desk of the governor, passed, to not get parental consent for the Gardasil shot of young girls in schools. And again, people think that I'm going to know everything. I don't. It's always far worse than I could even imagine. But even I, as much as I know, it was so hard to believe that not only would Perry run this hoax and say, it's the law, you've got to take this shot and be exposed 4 years ago, but that they would actually get a state to make it the law. And as you pointed out on the radio, this is where they show them a film, they have a PR person, and they go, oh, look, this girl's going to get it first. Isn't she brave? And then they give them iPads and all the rest of this. I actually went and looked it up. They've done that with similar systems. But then I went and looked up the law. I remembered this, but I went and checked the law. And here's the key, and I want you to comment on this. If a 20-year-old man gets a 15-year-old girl to get in their car and he has sex with her, even if she consented, it's statutory rape because she's not at the age to be able to consent. If a killer entices a 5-year-old to get in the car because they have a puppy, it isn't okay because that person doesn't really have free will yet in common law until the age of 18. And so it really is forced inoculation to not tell the parents and then induce them and brainwash them to do it. And then separately, it's such a wild escalation of authoritarian, tyrannical activity. And I want you to speak to this, to in America or any free country, say we're not going to tell parents we're going to shoot their kid up with something while it's a national controversy and has been linked to so many illnesses and even deaths. It's just off the charts for me that it's reached this level. And if they get away with this, they want to forcibly inoculate every girl in Mexico. Now they're saying little boys. I know of cases where CPS take people's children because they won't vaccinate when there's not even a law. I mean, we are seeing a medical tyranny in this country. And I know that's how the tyranny started in Germany, was first through the medical system. Can you speak to my little rant here?
Certainly, Alex. Fundamental to the fabric of society, American society, society anywhere, is the family structure. Are parents raising their children adequately, sensibly, based upon their own experience, and protecting them from things that they, as adults, feel may be dangerous, harmful to their children? What we have here is a situation where, in direct violation of that, in direct violation of what the government would otherwise seek to endorse, is that the family structure, the family fabric of America is sustained, is preserved, is protected. We are seeing a violation of that where the pharmaceutical industry and the state are saying, no, don't trust your parents. Trust us. We know better. You don't even need to tell them, perhaps. And we'll coerce you. Children are the most vulnerable to this kind of coercion, this kind of propaganda. So if you show them a movie, first period in school, where they see a woman dying of severe cervical cancer, they're going to be terrified, justifiably terrified. And that's the kind of motivation, I fear, is going to be introduced into this process to coerce these children into getting this vaccine without adequate informed consent, without the children understanding the basis of informed consent, without being told about the adverse reactions, without being told that there have been more than 100 deaths so far reported to the vaccine adverse events reporting system. And all of this, contrary, perhaps, to the parents' advice to protect their children.
What about the precedent in this area? If they can brainwash your children and get them to consent, you've got to get a letter from the parents to take a fifth grader to the zoo or the planetarium. But you don't have to get consent to inject them. We saw this during the H1N1 in Oklahoma and Alabama and other states where they were accidentally shooting up kids they hadn't gotten the consent for. This is part of a just diabolical, I mean, the diabolical nature of Big Pharma. Earlier in the show, we played clips. Even in mainstream news, they admitted that Bayer knew that they were shipping out tens of thousands of ampules of contaminated factor VIII with HIV and hepatitis. The atomic soldiers, the radiating of foster children. I mean, who are these people? I mean, do they just see us as lab rats? Is it a scientific power trip? What's going on here?
It's a marketing exercise. It's how to get the biggest return on an expensive vaccine. And that's the tragedy. There are several problems for the vaccine, for this particular vaccine, is that there are many what are called re-exposure phenomena. In other words, kids are getting sick on the first one, worse on the second one, and real problems on the third one. That's very strong evidence of causation. You can see in a situation where a little girl gets it at school, oh, don't tell your parents. That wasn't anything to do with the vaccine. You just had a little cold. Your arm hurt. You were just sore. Second time round, it gets worse. There are going to be real, real problems with this, and parents who are left to pick up the pieces if there is damage won't even know about it until it's
too late. Well, that was my next point. is I was thinking about that. What happens when they have adverse reactions? The school is now going to deny it. I mean, this is really the big pharma enticing the school to aid and abet and be part of this crime, because I've already seen cases in the last 20 years, this infant death, sudden infant death syndrome, and it turned out the child has a convulsion, dies that night, or in the car sometimes. Sometimes they die in the nurse's office or at the hospital. Then they come and say, well, we did a CAT scan. There's blood on the brain. You beat your child. And then it's actually come out in court. No, it was the vaccines. It's like that Sky Television piece they had where the girl got the Gardasil and died in the class. Thank God. Or they would have said the parents killed her. I mean, this is so incredible that they do this. Dr. Wakefield, we're out of time for InfoWars Nightly News, but we have a feature that a lot of the viewers watch that is special reports. I'm going to end the show here because of time constraints, but please stay with us if you will. I want to come back and try to give you the floor for 10 minutes or so to get into some of the other incredible things you're working on, but you are certainly a humanitarian. In closing, tell the viewers out there the websites where they can learn more about what you're doing.
Well, I think EBCALA is a website they need to go to, the Elizabeth Burt Center for Law and Advocacy. So this is something where they will, if they want to catch up on this story and see how it's perceived by those people who, as you know, expose the fact that autism had been compensated, or children whose neurological injury that resulted in autism has been compensated for now nearly over 30 years by the government, while they were denying it on the other hand. That's a very good place to go to get an update on their position on this particular issue of the Gardasil and the Cervix vaccines.
And then your site specifically as well.
My site is callous-disregard.com, where people can go to read my book, and vaccinesafetyfirst.com is another website where we have a lot of information posted.
Well, I just want to say, Dr. Wakefield, in closing, I appreciate the fact that when they demonized you, they lied at you, you never left the arena and only kept swinging. And on other shows, and even national news, and England's had to admit that there were other scientists that had separately done the same research but not published it, that found the same thing. And there have been other now research done duplicating exactly what you found, and that it's a hoax that you engaged in any fraud. And the fact that they targeted you out of thousands of doctors and scientists and activists is because you are articulate. You are very effective. You've got a lot of Hollywood stars like Jenny McCarthy involved, and they're scared of you. But like the phoenix, you are rising again because you never got swatted down to begin with. And I can't think of a more important issue than this medical big pharma tyranny that we could be fighting. And God bless you for your stalwart.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much. We're going to come right back to you in overdrive. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for InfoWars Nightly News. This is the type of information we cover here each and every day. And it is a real honor to be able to work with people like Dr. Wakefield and the countless other individuals out there who cannot be bought, who cannot be intimidated. We know cancer rates have doubled in the last few decades. Diabetes has doubled, the major type. We know that our friends and family are dying of cancer. We know, as we covered earlier, the Rockefeller Foundation plan to put sterilants in vaccines and also cancer viruses. We will cover this eugenics agenda. It started in England, became popular in the United States. The Rockefellers funded Adolf Alois Hitler. He carried out his first tyranny through medical tyranny. And that's all this is basically a profit motive linked up with a bunch of control freak eugenicists who are above the law. It is time that the court of public opinion rout out these devils. Lord willing, we'll see you back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for InfoWars Nightly News. Great job to the crew. Again, we'll see you out there, ladies and gentlemen, on the front lines.